веселеньку, про жіночку, молоденьку, про жіночку заспіваємо, серце наше звеселяємо. Маю жінку молоду, молоду, не пущу їй по воду, по воду. Могла бися топити, топити, мусив бися жінити, жінити. Могла бися топити, топити, мусив бися жінити, жінити.
Toronto's Dunai with a song called Susitko, Neighbor. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачі «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. Говорить Павіна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною сьогодні. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm your host, Павіна, and I'd like to thank you for joining me for another edition of this program. We've got a great show lined up for you. We've got Ukrainian Jewish heritage and a book review of an interesting book focusing on the coexistence of Ukrainians and Jews for a whole millennium. As well, we have Myra Junik with a book review of Marcia Fortschuk Skripuk's Stolen Child, the first in her trilogy of World War II novels. As well, something a little bit different. We've got a Ukrainian language lesson for you. This is it is the first podcast of a program that I signed up for a little while ago, and I thought I'd like to share it with you. So stay tuned for all of that. We've also got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And you're going to need to keep your dancing boots strapped on because we've got Kalabai next from Edmonton, from their CD Kolomyka Casualties, and Tsihana, the Gypsy.
Стояла, думала, циганочка молода.
Стояла, думала, циганочка молода.
Циганочка молода. Ой, на горі цигани стояли. Циганочка молода,
стояла, думала,
циганочка молода,
циганочка молода.
Один циган не п'є, не гуляє,
один циган не п'є, не гуляє,
стояла, думала, циганочка молода,
стояла, думала,
циганочка молода,
циганочка молода.
На циганку свою поглядає,
на циганку свою поглядає,
стояла, думала, циганочка молода,
стояла, думала, циганочка молода,
циганочка молода. Ой, циганко, яке в тебе горе,
ой, циганко, яке в тебе горе,
стояла, думала, циганочка молода,
стояла, думала, циганочка молода,
циганочка молода.
Thank you. мала, циганочка молода, стояла, думала, циганочка молода, циганочка молода. Ой, на горі цигани стояли, ой, на горі цигани стояли, стояла, думала, циганочка молода, стояла, думала, циганочка молода, циганочка молода.
Do you want to listen to Nash Holes without using your web browser? Well, it's very easy. Download Stitcher's Smart Radio for iPhone and Android.
And now for a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baeger. Bias, stereotypes, and prejudices. We all strive to rise above them, but history often proves to be a burden, as well as a challenge to deeper understanding. A newly published book entitled Jews and Ukrainians, A Millennium of Coexistence, forthrightly tackles sensitive and controversial topics. Two distinguished academics have undertaken a bold project to outline in an intriguing new manner the long and complicated history of Jews and Ukrainians. Paul Robert Mogachi is professor of history and political science at the University of Toronto, where he holds a John Yaremko Chair of Ukrainian Studies. Yohanna Petrovsky-Stern is the Crown Family Professor of Jewish Studies and Professor of History in the History Department at Northwestern University. Writing separately and at times together, the co-authors produced a parallel narrative of two peoples that ultimately provided a single story. And this story reveals as many similarities as differences between the two peoples. Both ethnic Ukrainians and Jews are shown to be multilingual, multicultural, mobile, and highly culturally productive peoples. The perceived legacy of difference gives way to one of commonality. Jews and Ukrainians first began to interact on a significant scale in the early 17th century. From that time, historical memories were formed. The tone for relations between Jews and Ukrainians was set. Subsequent dramatic events, especially in the 20th century, formed new memories, memories often couched in stereotypes and prejudices. 12 thematic chapters in the book outline the rich history of Jews and Ukrainians. They at first cover geography, history, economic life, traditional culture, and religion and language. They continue with literature, the arts, music, the diaspora, and contemporary Ukraine. The book is lavishly enhanced by over 300 full-color illustrations, over 24 maps, plus several text inserts that address specific topics or explore controversial issues. In their treatment of these issues, the authors have chosen to be narrators, not polemicists. The book's streamlined style is extremely reader-friendly and aimed at the general public. The book won a special recognition award at the Lviv Book Forum in 2016. After a journey through complex, problematic, and inspiring topics, the book concludes on a reflection of the past as prologue. The authors point out that our views of the past are often informed by individual perceptions, and these perceptions can evolve into stubbornly held beliefs and convictions. However, Professors Mogachi and Petrovsky-Stern remind us that perceptions we hold of the past may be based on the absence of knowledge. Ignorance fuels misperceptions. This book offers an invaluable resource for those who are willing to challenge their existing convictions and beliefs and to take a step forward into greater knowledge. This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Copies of Jews and Ukrainians, A Millennium of Coexistence can be ordered on the University of Toronto Press publishing website or through Amazon.com. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baeger. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more about their work, visit their website and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage are available at their website, ukrainianjewishencounter.org, as well as at the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com. Thank you. And that was a klezmer suite performed by a group from Ukraine called Brio. And this is a group that I've just found out about. They sent me an email this morning with a link, and I'll be finding out more about them and sharing more of their music because it is just wonderful. That again was their klezmer suite. Vyslúchajte radio передачу Náš holos radio Krinského koriňa po mreži PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. Говорить Павіна. You're listening to Náš holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network, coming to you from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Paulette Demchuk-McCory, po Krinské Павіна. Welcome to Knizhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knizhka Corner, we will be discussing Marsha Forchuk Skripuk's novel, Stolen Child. Stolen Child is the first novel in Skripuk's award-winning trilogy of novels, which includes Making Bombs for Hitler and Underground Soldier. In this novel, Skripuk explores the life of 12-year-old Nadia Kravchuk, who cannot remember anything about her past. She tells readers, "I was frightened beyond words. Who is she?" Nadia travels to Brantford, Ontario, from a displaced persons camp in Germany, where she has spent 5 years after World War II. She arrives with her mother, Marusha, and her father, Ivan. However, these two recently married individuals are not really her parents. Nadia is troubled by strange dreams about her past as she struggles to remember who she really is and what she has experienced. In Brantford, she tries to adapt to her new school environment, but has difficulty fitting in with her schoolmates. She is ruthlessly teased and called the Hitler girl. Mikhailo, a Ukrainian classmate, tries to help her in the classroom. He takes her to the library, where she finds refuge. Miss McIntosh, her neighbor, helps her to learn the English language. She's befriended by Linda, one of her classmates. However, the haunting dreams continue until Nadia at last remembers that she was kidnapped by the Germans. She was taken from her own family to live with a German family, until she escaped after the war with Marusha, who had been working as an Osterbeiter, slave laborer for the family. Skripuk's novel about the little-known German Lebensborn Font of Life program is a revelation. The cruelty of kidnapping children to be raised as Germans because they look like Aryans is unspeakable. The narrative is very well written, fast-paced, and descriptive. The passages of Nadia's dreams reveal more and more to the reader as the novel progresses. It is also a very good portrait of the immigrant experience in Canada from a unique viewpoint. Although the novel can stand alone, readers who have read the other two novels in this series will have a better appreciation for the characters and the events of the background narrative. If readers haven't read Making Bombs for Hitler and Underground Soldier yet, they will definitely want to do so after reading this book. Marsha Forchuk Skripuk has received numerous awards and honors for her picture books and young adult novels, including Aram's Choice, which was nominated for the Canadian Library Association Book of the Year for Children in 2007. In 2008, Marsha was awarded the Order of Princess Olha by the Ukrainian President Yushchenko in recognition of the picture book Enough, which described the Holodomor, a Soviet-engineered famine in which 7 million Ukrainians were starved to death in 1932-33. Marsha's novel, Making Bombs for Hitler, won the Silver Birch Award in 2012 and was on the 2014 shortlist for the Kobzad Literary Award. Skripuk's Underground Soldier was a finalist for the 2016 Kobzar Literary Award. Stolen Child gives readers of all ages a unique perspective into the events of the Second World War and shines a light on a forgotten piece of history for readers of all ages.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Knyshka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Up next, a young group from Winnipeg called, incidentally, Molodsi, which means young people. Here they are now with traditional Ukrainian folk song, Voroshka, the fortune teller.
Мені ворожка ворожила, мені ворожка сказала, мені ворожка ворожила, щоб не любила хлопців я. Мені ворожка ворожила, щоб не любила хлопців я. О, хлопець любить, та й покине, а ти дівчино. Дівчино, будь сама, бо хлопець любить, та й покине, а ти, дівчино, будь сама. Покине личко цілувать, покине дівчину любити, та ще своєю називать, покине дівчину любити, та ще своєю називать. Нехай шукає він мене, піду до моря, утоплюся, нехай не буде більш мене, піду до моря, утоплюся, нехай не буде більш мене. Ворожка ворожила, мені ворожка сказала, мені ворожка ворожила, щоб не любила хлопців я. Мені ворожка ворожила, щоб не любила хлопців я.
Запорозі їхали зі сходу, вже давно як бачили свій край. Ось цвіте калина, це наша Україна, до привіту став увесь народ. Піднесімо лаву за Україну, сім лаву за рідний край.
сильно нападали, звук сурми козацтва закликав. За Україну стали, братів рятували, вдячно став гетьман та закричав.
За Україну!
Піднесім булаву, за Україну, піднесім булаву, за рідний край.
За рідний край.
Піднесім булаву, за батьківщину, піднесім булаву, за рідний століття, вже пройшло і друге, а козацтво далі ще живе. Наші запорожці з нами в наших серцях, їдучи співають стережу. Піднесім булаву за Україну, Син булаву за рідний край, піднесім булаву за батьківщину, піднесім булаву за рідний край, піднесім булаву за Україну, піднесім булаву за рідний край.
За рідний край.
Піднесім булаву за батьківщину, піднесім булаву, край козаче.
And that was another group from Winnipeg. They call themselves Seach, and that was Raise the Bulava from their CD entitled Home of the Cossacks. Now, earlier in the show, I promised something different, Ukrainian language lessons. Now, this is something I've been thinking about for a long time, and not just to bring on the show. I'm one of probably a million Canadians and likely about as many Americans who have lost the language, if not our love for it, and our heritage culture. There are many reasons to have lost the ability to communicate fluently in the language of our Ukrainian ancestors. Ours has not been a society of polyglots here in North America. But in the 21st century, that may be changing, not least of all as the benefits of multilingualism become more recognized. Ukrainians, coming from a polyglot society, tend to take multilingualism for granted, but they also realize that a good part of the world does not. One perceptive and talented Ukrainian woman by the name of Anna Ogoyko has created a Ukrainian language lessons podcast. Hers is not the only one out there, but it's one I really like. I find it easy to follow and, most importantly, to remember. Here's an excerpt of her very first Ukrainian lesson podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Ukrainian Lessons podcast. Мене звати Анна. My name is Anna. And today we start together a long and exciting journey of learning Ukrainian. I'll be your guide to help you on your way. This series of podcasts will be designed primarily for beginners. So it is for you if you have never learned Ukrainian, or if you only have some basic knowledge. Or maybe you are already intermediate, but you want to review the basics. Then it's also a podcast for you. Ukrainian language is not the hardest one and not the easiest. You might be scared of the weird alphabet or seven cases of a single noun, but believe me, I was also scared by the multiple past tenses in English, like I have done, I did, I was doing, I had done. In Ukrainian, there is only one past tense. I learned English with teachers and on my own, and still I have never been to the English-speaking country. So I perfectly understand that you're a bit scared, but I also know about all the excitement about starting learning a language and then proceeding and then getting your first good results, especially if you have your motivation, like Ukrainian ancestors, family, maybe a job in Ukraine, or just a special feeling to this country and its people. I hope this podcast will be something to keep you excited and eager to learn Ukrainian. Today we are learning all the ways of how to greet people, ask how they're doing in Ukrainian, and listen how the native speakers do it. Let's stop with the introductions. Last weekend I met two of my friends in Kyiv, capital of Ukraine. It was a nice day, and we decided to meet at the Shevchenko Park in Kyiv to have some morozivo, ice cream, and to chill together. First, I met with Inna, and then I met with Katya. Let's listen to the beginnings of our conversations with them.
Привіт!
Привіт!
Як справи?
Чудово, рада тебе бачити.
Я теж.
А у тебе як справи?
Добре.
Привіт.
Привіт.
Як ти?
Нормально. А ти як?
Теж нормально.
Okay, so I want to say again that Inna and Katya are my friends. So that was a typical informal conversation. This was a language we used between friends, relatives, family, people we know for a long time, people of the same age with us, with no superiority between us. Let's keep in mind that today we are talking about informal, friendly situation. The very first point I want to mention is the actual greeting. At the beginning of both dialogues, I said «Привіт!». This is a typical and the most common greeting for friends and family. Let's repeat. Привіт! Remember that I leave some space for you to repeat after me. Next comes the how are you part. There are two ways of asking this in Ukrainian. First, як справи? Literally, it means how are the things? Як справи? Як справи? Як справи? We usually use this one, but the full version is Як у тебе справи? How are the things with you, у тебе? Як у тебе справи? Як у тебе справи? Second, Як ти? Literally, how are you? Як ти? You might have noticed that there is no verb to be, are, in як справи or як ти. It's just як, how, and things, справи, or як, how, and ти, you. That's because in Ukrainian, in the present tense, we almost always skip the verb to be. Now comes the response. Let's see different options. If you're doing great, you can say чудово, meaning wonderful. In English could be great. Чудово. If you're doing good, it's добре, good. Добре. For very good, we add very, дуже. Дуже добре.
If someone asks you, як справи, you respond and ask back, а у тебе як справи? Or in short, it is, а у тебе? If someone asks you, як ти, you respond and ask back, а як ти? Or, а ти як? So you see, word order in Ukrainian is very flexible, so you can either say, а як ти? Or, а ти як? And what is а? It's a very important small word. It means and, but only in the beginning of the sentence, that is contrasting the previous one. As first of all, we were talking about Inna, my friend, and then she wants to talk about me. These are two different people, two different stories, right? So in this case, for and you, we use a. A ти? А у тебе як справи? We use this one a lot. Hope it was clear for you. Now you know what to say when you greet people in Ukrainian. What about some practice? What do you reply when I say to you «Привіт»? You could say «Привіт» or «Привіт, радий тебе бачити» or «Привіт, як справи?» Number two, what do you reply when I say to you «Як справи?» There are many options. You could say «Чудово», «Добре», «Дуже добре». The last part of our podcast will be dedicated to some small cultural information. Do you know what Ukrainians usually say when you ask them «Як справи?» They might say «Нормально» and then start to explain why they are doing good or not so good, what they were doing today, who they met, how they like the weather or not, what they are going to do today, tomorrow, next month. They might give you compliments also, or mention that your head looks weird. And that's only for the «Як справи?» question. So be careful asking that. In Ukrainian, «How are you?» is not just a routine and etiquette, but it means that you want to get an update on the life of the person, either it's good or bad. And to understand all that language, stick to Ukrainian Lessons podcast, and step by step, we will get to it. And that was it, the very first lesson of Ukrainian Lessons podcast. You might think that we have not covered a lot today, but that's on purpose. Our goal is to take things slow, nice and easy. I want you to enjoy your Ukrainian experience and not rush into it. Trust me and take this journey with us. It's going to be nice and fun. I have prepared a free PDF guide for you with the notes from this lesson, the dialogues, phrases, and even some extra information and bonus vocabulary on the same topic that wasn't mentioned. If you are subscribed to Ukrainian Lessons podcast newsletter, you get this podcast and a PDF guide to your email. If not, to get the PDF guide for free, go to ukrainianlessons.com/episode1. До побачення! Goodbye!
That was an excerpt of Anna Ogoyko's Ukrainian Lessons podcast, Lesson 1. If you found the excerpt helpful and are interested in more from Anna, visit her website, ukrainianlessons.com. Thank you. and a couple of folk dances that you'll hear very often at Ukrainian gatherings on the prairies and even perhaps non-Ukrainian gatherings. That was the By Request Band you just heard from Steinbeck with the Driftway Waltz, and before them the Interlake Polka Kings from the Interlake area in Manitoba, and the Seven Step Waltz. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday from 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com, live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca, and elsewhere in the world here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com. На жаль, вже скінчила нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Щастя прилітає і вилітає, а надія все більше вас буває. And our proverb of the week translates as good fortune comes and goes, but hope always remains. Well, that wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos. To take us to the end of our program, we've got the Ambrose Brothers Band from Winnipeg and George's Polka. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, до побачення.